Congressman Green, you have been one of the foremost outspoken federal lawmakers in Washington who's talking about issues of impeachment when it comes to this current president, Donald J. Trump. Now there is a bill that has been introduced by another Democrat. Talk to me about this bill.
Thank you for the opportunity. This is H. Res. 438, and Mr. Brad Sherman is the sponsor of the legislation. And it deals with the impeachment of the president. I would want to make sure that he gets all of the credit for his work, because this is his work. I am merely a co-sponsor of the legislation. And I've signed on to this legislation just as I've signed on to a lawsuit for impeachment purposes. I've also signed on to another piece of legislation that deals with the emoluments clause. And I'm doing this because I want to explore every avenue in terms of impeachment. And I also am signing on to this piece of legislation because I want to demonstrate that I'd like to see what the House of Representatives will do. This will go to the Judiciary Committee, and that committee can mark this resolution up, or it can do nothing with it at all and never allow it to get to the floor. So what my desire is simply to see how the committee will handle this piece of legislation. I have expressed to Mr. Sherman and the public at large that I reserve the right to bring a resolution to the floor of the House. Each member of the House, all 435 of us, can bring a resolution straight to the floor of the House without going to the committee. And I'm reserving that right to bring a resolution.
Congressman, what I've been hearing from Democrats mostly who say that there's smoke and there's possibly fire, that they don't want to talk about the word impeachment, but more so letting the process play out, and more about the process, because if you say impeachment, there could be some blowback, backlash, what have you. What do you say to that?
Well, this is really not about the Democrats. It's about democracy. It's about government of the people, by the people, for the people. And it's not about Republicans. It's about the republic. And it's about what Benjamin Franklin said, you have a republic if you can keep it. So this is about keeping the republic. And it's my belief that if a president commits an impeachable act, the president should be impeached. It is my firm belief that this president, President Donald Trump, has committed an impeachable act. And as long as he is in office, he is subject to being impeached. And any member of the House can bring a resolution to impeach him. I believe that this is a question of conscience. And my conscience tells me that the people have to weigh in first. And they do this by calling their representatives and letting them know where they stand on this issue. It's a participatory democracy. This is how the people can participate, by talking to their congresspeople. And then the congresspeople can reflect the will of the voters. I think this is a pretty good process, so I'm waiting to see how this works. But in any event, I reserve the right, because for me it's a question of conscience, and I reserve the right to bring this to the floor of the House. And it has nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans. It has to do with the fact that the president fired the FBI agent who was investigating his campaign as it relates to its ties to Russian involvement in the presidential election. And I think that his having fired him and having made intimidating statements constitutes an impeachable act. And this is sufficient for me to bring my resolution to the floor at an appropriate time, unless there is something that's done by the House that would eliminate the necessity to do so.
So it's more about the firing of FBI Director Comey versus Kushner or Michael Flynn or even Donald Trump Jr.?
Well, I'm dealing with indisputable facts. It is indisputable that he fired the FBI director. It is indisputable with reference to why he did so. He went on national television at prime time and indicated that he fired him, and he had the Russian thing on his mind at the time that he did it. Went on to say that it was something made up, and he didn't see the worth of having this director. He didn't use those words. But by doing this and indicating that he was thinking about the Russian thing at the time he did it, he has confessed that he fired him because of the investigation. And I think that's sufficient to bring impeachment against the president.
And the reality is about moving forward. The American public is split on this, but you still have a large number of Republicans that support this president. and you have both houses Republican-led, what do you think is really going to happen?
Well, here's what I know will happen. When you see this kind of behavior, you have to act in accordance with the Constitution. The Constitution does not make an exception for both houses being in the hands of one party. The Constitution doesn't make an exception for the possibility that this will be done along party lines. The Constitution addresses impeachable offenses. I believe the president has committed an impeachable offense, and I will act on my conscience. Other members will act on conscience, and we'll see how the vote ultimately is counted. But I'm really not whipping and not asking. I'm going to do what I know to be right because I've seen the wrong committed.
So when you say you're not whipping and you're not asking, you know that you will have one vote for, but you believe you'll have more Democrats. You'll believe you have members of the CBC, some from the Democratic caucus. Do you believe that?
I don't really allow that to become a part of the asset. Members do what they choose, and I will support the members who decide that they're going to be involved in this process and will vote for, and there'll be some who will vote against. I'm really not going to focus on how they will vote. I think the important thing is for it to come before the House of Representatives and for people to have an opportunity to know that one person was of the opinion that the president's actions merited consideration by the House for impeachment. And I plan to do this, assuming that we don't get something done with the bill that Mr. Sherman has filed. If this bill is taken up and is brought to the floor, then there wouldn't be a need for me to bring it to the floor. But I'll wait to see how this piece of legislation is handled. And I want to add one more thing. I say wouldn't be a need. It depends on some other things as well, because there are some other things that I may include in my resolution that are not in this one. So it could conceivably, this one could come to the floor and I might still bring a resolution that I'm working on.
What are the things that are not in that one, that in the current bill, that you want to add in yours?
Well, because I'm still exploring these options, those are not things that are to be discussed at this time. But I assure you, at an appropriate time, I'll make it known to you and the world what the contents are.
Congressman Green, anything else you'd like to add?
Only that I compliment Mr. Sherman for bringing H.R.S. 438 to the attention of the Congress. I await the Judiciary Committee to see how it will be treated, and I reserve the right to bring a resolution directly to the floor as opposed to taking it to the Judiciary Committee at some future point in time.
Congressman Green, thank you so much for your time.